Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45. Get her done Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vinny.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Had a busy day yesterday, but got most of it done.
Yeah.
And still was able to make a card for our little dude.
Oh, how did that go? Tell me all about it. Tell me, set this back up.
Okay, well, let me just, yeah, I got plenty of time.
Yeah, you do. All day. We have all day.
I got out of here yesterday and had some errands to run. I'm still working on finding... See that vent grate right above your head?
Mm-hmm. The air intake?
Yeah.
That's the
So one of those
blaster.
Dropped out of my ceiling, I don't know how long ago, 2 weeks ago. Remember I told you that story? Well,
yeah.
I've been having trouble getting that replaced.
Oh.
So I worked on that a little bit yesterday, and they were like, you know what we could do? Just sell you the whole unit, and you can just pull the one down out of the ceiling and put a... I'm like... I know you don't know who you're talking to, but can you just sell me the thing that caps on there? Why can't you do that? Well, you know how that fell out? I'm like, yeah. They don't make them like that anymore. I'm like, because they fall out.
Mm.
Now they have to be, one side needs to be attached. So if it falls.
It doesn't kill anyone underneath.
It swings.
Right.
So anyway.
Which also seems dangerous.
But... The whole thing is a drag, and I just wish that. I could snap.
Oh, Vinny.
Genie!
Yeah. The snap, the wish for the snap is a very...
Real thing.
That is a real thing,
Come
man.
Come on, man.
Boom. Isn't it over yet? Can I wave a wand?
I couldn't get that done. I left there very unsatisfied, but I have hope. That today, the dude that did the heater at the little apartment I had, I wrote him,
that's what you
Mike
need.
Ronzano, and just was like, bro, can you just come out and do this?
You need an HVAC.
Just come out and do it real
just
quick.
Just do it. Just look at it, fix it, make it happen.
I need to know the thing's not going to drop out of the ceiling and clunk my four-year-old's head.
Right.
And then I go to get a new pair of glasses.
Oh. To the optician?
The lady there... She's super helpful and great, but she's like, gives me 15. Oh, try these. And each one I put on, she's like, oh.
Oh, really?
And then she goes.
Fantastic, like that.
She goes, I have to show the other girls this. Come with me.
Every time?
No, this one pair. And I'm like, okay. And all the girls are like, oh, those. And I'm like.
What shape are they?
I don't know. But I mean, sure enough, there I am all. Well, I do feel handsome.
Oh, no. I can't wait to see these babies. I like your big square ones with your, you know, or whatever. It's kind of regular with the thick black frame. I think that looks good on you.
Yeah, well, anyway, I went through that process.
He got the ones that are, they're like, I don't know, mermaid style with the with the little tip up at
cat
the end.
Eye.
Yeah, cat eye.
Anyway, so I did that. And then
did you have to take another eye exam, or you just said, I want the same prescription, a different style?
You have a period of time within the prescription that you have, your current prescription, that you can order more glasses before they say.
Because I've been wanting to order some, but I don't want to go through the whole thing. These work great.
Yeah, before they say you have to. So the other thing is, if you have your prescription, the current one, you can order glasses online.
Oh.
So if you go to a place and find the frame, I'll show you a couple websites that will make you glasses with that prescription. Mm-hmm. You just enter it in, and they'll mail them back to you.
I just don't know if I'd want to buy them online.
You want to try them on?
I do, because a lot of glasses, the way they sit, like my eyelashes hit the lens.
Well, that's so annoying. You got to go shop for a frame.
Yeah. Oh, and then get it online.
And then order it online.
Just get the name of it.
Right.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I went and got my kid. Yeah. And our project was, there's a young boy named Jacob, I believe it's Thompson.
Uh-huh, it is.
And he is 9 and has cancer. And his parents, the doctors told his parents he most likely will not make it to Christmas. So his parents have sort of put out the word. And of course, it spread fast because anyone feels this.
Right.
Anyone and everyone, we all feel this. It's awful. They put out the word that their boy wants Christmas cards. They're going to have to do Christmas early. He's not going to make it to this Christmas. And it hit me right in the Richard. I mean, I was like...
Or the heart.
Okay.
I was thinking the nards.
Whatever. I mean, whatever gets your attention, it did. And so yesterday I picked up my kid and we went to Palace Art Store.
Oh, shame.
And they were nice enough because I just walked in like, look, I don't know what to get. Mm. And the lady goes, well, here's the paper and we have regular card stock. So I bought cards and envelopes and then construction paper, red and green. And we went and picked up dinner, and the whole family sat around the table, and we made cards.
Aww.
And it was just ridiculous. And what's your name? Christmas carols. And we just listened to Christmas songs.
Oh, how nice, Vinny. What a heartwarming family scene.
You are becoming so soft.
What has happened to you?
So listen, what has happened to me? I swear to God, I have cried. Full on tear down the not like cried like, but tears down the face too many times over this boy. I just can't take it.
Mm.
Did you explain to Isla what it's about?
I didn't tell the story graphically.
How did you tell?
We just said that there's a little boy who's very sick, and we're gonna send and share our Christmas with him right now.
Did she grasp that?
She got it. But she's still 4. Yeah. So she didn't, I didn't want to say to her, he's dying.
Yeah.
He's going to die. He's not getting Christmas this year. I didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
Although now I just said it to anybody listening.
Well hopefully there's no, you know.
Right. Four-year-olds
listening at 10 minutes to 5. Or
so
6.
I didn't tell her the story in that graphic of a way, but I did try to, you gave me the idea.
What was it?
To do the project with your daughter.
I just assumed that. I was reiterating what was in your mind.
No,
I hadn't even thought.
I was going to go do it myself right after work. Hmm. When you said do it with your daughter, I went, oh, right. Duh. Right. Teach her a little lesson.
There's people outside of our little circle.
About sharing. So we did, and I actually posted the envelope with the address on my Instagram. It's not the best picture. It's not riveting. But the reason I did it was because I wanted you to be able to access the address easily if you want to do the same.
Did you do the penguin theme?
There were 4 cards in our package. So there was a penguin. There were some stickers. There was some cutouts. I drew a little person with arms this big.
Oh, huge arms.
Huge, long arms. And then I cut that out and glued that onto the face of the card.
Aww.
And then cut out a heart and put that on the little guy. So I just did a whole thing. You know how hard it is to cut construction paper?
Yeah.
Like I should have just drew this. What am I doing?
Yeah.
This is way more work than I expected.
Yeah, then you got to glue it on there. You glue all over your
janky
fingers.
Scissors are tearing
the
pages.
I was thinking the kid
like,
scissors.
Crap, man. There's no precision in these things. Anyway, so we did that, and I actually took it out and mailed it before I went to bed last
night. Good for you. So hopefully later this week.
I mean, yeah, that's just... I hope that ours is just part of the mountain of love that rains down on this little boy because... Boy, there's more wrong than that.
Nerve cancer or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember what, like, right, and he's been fighting it since he was 5 years old, and this is the end.
A lot of fighting.
That's a lot of fighting.
We put the story as well as the boy's address on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Nice. And that's on your Instagram, Vin?
It is.
Vin Hassan.
And actually, Instagram. Someone we know, I don't want to say her name because I'm not actually trying to pressure her to do anything. But she is someone who works, I think she works at ILM, a big person over at ILM, wrote me on my page and said, hey, that's my hometown. Tell me the story. And I was like, oh, well, I bet you could probably send over some really neat stuff, couldn't you?
Yeah.
So I sent her the story, and with maybe a little luck, she'll get it in time and get some stuff sent
together
over to the young yeah. man.
Oh, and I was reading Shutterfly starting up something so you can go to them and send a card through them or make the card, something along those lines. You know, I love Shutterfly. They do everything.
They do. You can do those books through them. You can do, you know, your
calendars,
Christmas cards and calendars and everything
mugs,
else.
All the tchotchkes.
Oh, right, mugs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a really cool night. It didn't all sort of, as you asked, did she get it? I don't know that she got it completely. She definitely had moments of like, can I have some M&Ms? We're like, no.
Yeah.
Get to work. We're trying to finish this. Walks off the table, and then we're like, well, are we the only two sitting here?
That's
looking
okay.
Looking there, and she's in there playing with toys in the other room. Like, get back over here. What's wrong with you? Your card's not even nearly done yet. No, I'm done. No, you're not done. Get back here.
Could you write her name and stuff? So
actually,
she...
that's so the one... I finished my card, which if I, you know, can say, it's a masterpiece. So,
well, it sounds like it.
It
oh,
really
you should
was.
Take a picture.
And then I... well, then the front, I had a... I cut out a construction paper Christmas tree with little red hearts all over it.
For the ornaments.
For the ornaments. Those things were bitch to cut with those scissors. I mean, I felt like...
You know, just a little hint on the hearts. Fold the paper in half and just cut little... It's really easy. You just turn the paper once and then you open them and they're a perfect little heart.
Where in the hell were you?
I was in Mill Valley, 2 hours away from you in Scotts Valley. Scotts Valley and Mill Valley, 2 hours apart.
You have no idea.
It's so much faster. Hearts are such a pain in the ass to cut out the real way.
Right.
You got to just fold it.
Especially with big, dumb scissors.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, anyway, that's...
Well, I have like a whole little art supply, you know. I love to do crap like that. And
well, you had a whole little room.
I do. So I have tiny scissors. I have extra sharp scissors. I have X-Acto knives. You should have come to my house and you could use my she shed. Which is getting taken away from me.
Why? You took it away from John Farron Square.
No, he wanted to... I took it, but because he never went out there and he wanted to move the studio into the house. So I moved all my stuff out there.
Is that why?
That is why. Well, he's setting up. I mean, he's got a studio in the house now.
Oh.
It's not all set up, but there's, you know, one of the big rooms in our house is going to be...
A music room.
Used to be our den, and now it's getting soundproofed and all the stuff's happening.
Oh.
And so I'm taking one of the bedrooms and I'm going to make that into my...
But
my little office.
But Riley comes home every weekend.
Yeah. Yep, he does.
So how are you going to take that? You're just going to take it?
I mean, he's not there. And soon he'll be totally gone, right? I mean, he's going to move out.
Is he?
Isn't he?
I don't...
Next, he's getting an apartment next year. I mean, he'll have his own place.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I guess that they only guarantee housing to freshmen. And so he's looking for... roommates and looking for an apartment.
How fun.
Oh. Well, there we go.
Yeah, that'd so he'll have his own place. I'll just take his room. Or one of the rooms. I'll take the crummiest room.
This is much more like it. And then they get their own keg and they just keep filling that puppy up. That's great.
Yes. That's who my kid is, the kid with the keg.
Every college kid has a keg. Mm. Right, college kids?
I don't know.
I mean, that didn't go away, did it?
I think there are for sure still keg parties.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I just don't know if my kid's the one with the keg. But when he has his own apartment, maybe
yeah,
he will.
Give him a minute.
I don't know. Right. Exactly. So my yesterday, I stood outside and cocked my shed. So that's
your
what I
shed.
Did. Yeah. So my fingers are, oh my God.
Don't you wear rubber gloves?
You can't because the cock. You have to have, it has to be your bare finger.
It has to be?
It does. Like you can try and do it with the glove, but you have to feel and you have to push and you can't have anything dragging along the glove. And so you got to do it with your fingers. And it just gets, like my fingers have just cock all around the outside of them. And they, yeah, just cock all over my fingers. And the other thing is
that tell me more.
The wood, as you're dragging the cock along the wood,
yeah.
Ow.
The splinters are
I would imagine.
And it, not that many because, you know, the siding is okay, but it's
you can't like run sandpaper through it real quick?
No. I mean, it just isn't. The thing's been it's been primed and it's been sanded and all the things have happened. So whatever's left is what you're. And the thing is, you don't get that many splinters. But once you get one, then
that's
you're super effing afraid because as you're dragging, you know, you don't want to go too fast. And as you're whisking your finger along, scooping up the extra cock and squishing it into the crack, you're just like, oh, any effing minute that's going in there.
Have you considered just doing
A crappy job?
Yeah.
No, because John comes and checks my work. Believe me. And actually, yesterday, because there's this one section where the roof overhangs, like a plywood roof, and it has little grooves in it, like a T111 sideboard, it's called. For those of you.
A T111 sideboard.
Right, so we use that to put over the roof of it, and it's got grooves built into it, like a plywood that has raised and lowered parts. I don't know if you'd... It's got a groove, so that's hanging over. I know it's hanging over the edge. So there's these where the side meets where the top. There's these grooves that go up, and you have to fill those with caulk. And I was just going, squishing it in there, just kind of making it all. And he goes, "This is unacceptable."
John said that.
Yeah, and I go, "Well, you know what? You are going to have to be the one who fixes."
Have you considered calling a meeting and saying, "Listen, screw this caulk. Just I'm not doing it. It's a shed."
Yeah.
It's a shed. By its very name, it should be janky.
Yeah.
It should be rickety. It's a shed.
All his tools are in there. He said it has to be weatherproofed. He doesn't want any leaking. Yeah, don't look at me. I just do what I'm told. He hands me whatever the tools are, which is great, you know? He sets me all up, and I just work, and then I go, okay, I'm done. He goes, all right, I'll clean up after you. I'm like, killer, I'll go inside and make eggs.
He made eggs.
I did. Which is kind of...
You go scrambled.
No, we went fried eggs on toast. But I always feel like it's a total... I love breakfast for dinner. Mm-hmm. I really do. But I do feel like it's kind of a last resort cop-out.
Right. It is a cop-out.
Yeah.
It's
but
delicious.
It's still delicious.
And healthy.
Ish.
If you do it... No, eggs are healthy. What do you mean?
I do them in butter.
Well, I mean, if you're going
to
do them all.
I mean, I want them to taste good.
No, that's not right.
Plus toast and butter and plus an extra piece of toast so I can put jelly on it. Come on.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
How many pieces of toast do you have for two eggs?
For two eggs, I usually have two pieces of toast. But then, you know, I'll usually, like, if I'm getting out toward the end of the bread, I'll just toast the rest of it up. And then there's a little extra toast.
So you're saying three toasts for two eggs.
Yeah, I had three toasts last night.
Huh.
But my kid has way more eggs than us. Like, he always wants extra eggs, and so...
This is Yeah Right.
Yeah Right.
How many eggs does Yeah Right have?
Last night he had three eggs.
Whoa, Arnold.
Yeah. And he had three...
He's a growing boy.
Right.
Yes, I know. So, I'm like, eat until you're full. I don't care. You're,
sure.
You're a 16-year-old. Actually, he's almost 17.
Is he in the weight room a lot?
No. Oh, my God.
What are you
But he's
about?
Wicked skinny. Like, he's super... He's like pale. He's like kind of like a vampire, you know, because he's always in his room. The only sunlight he gets is, I guess, you know, walking to school. That's it. So he's all psyched. Oh, he's really psyched because we're going to start to paint the shed soon. Once it's all cocked, we're going to paint the shed. And I'm like, listen, block out. We're hoping tomorrow we can start painting. I'm like, going to have to paint. And he's like, oh. I'm like, listen, that's the price you pay to be part of this family, to live in this house and have internet access. You got to get out there and paint.
That's the price?
It's one of the prices. You know, there's trash to be taken out.
Paint
and
stuff?
Yeah. You got to Got to help us. You can't enjoy the backyard unless you help with the backyard.
So will the shed be the color of the house? Or
it will.
Is it,
it's going to be
will.
The same, yeah.
Same color.
Same color. It's going to match the house.
Color scheme. Mm-hmm. The whole thing.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just ask you a quick question. So if you were to say to yeah, right, we don't like the shed, tear it down with your bare hands. Is this thing janky enough that he could kick it in, or is this thing like real house?
Oh, no. It's like.
It's legit.
John built it.
It's legit.
It's legit.
It's framed out and the whole thing.
Well, it doesn't have interior. You know, it's just as you walk in, you can see the framing, and there's just plywood on the outside, and then
so a person could run at it, jump in the air with both feet kicked and kicking and kick it in.
I'm sure you could do some damage if you ran at it with, but you could do that to the door of a house. I mean, I think it would be.
I'm just trying to figure out if
no, it's a nice shed.
If you lean on it, does it go?
No, it's a legit building.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and play a song here. KLC, KLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 6:05 Tuesday morning. Here we go.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.